Okay, I'm going to call this Bexley CIC meeting to order. We'll go around the room and do roll call. You can just say your name as you go around.
Sarah Bull.
Matt McGee.
Teacher Hale.
Jeff Walker.
Andy Madison.
Todd Friedman.
Ben Kessler.
Heidi McCabe.
And I'm Nate Green. And we have a few guests as well, so they don't have to introduce themselves, but thanks for coming. So we're gonna go through a couple things. We have our agenda up here, and then we're gonna adjourn into executive session. First, I wanted to give you all an update on Bexley Square on the roof, just to kind of let you know where things are. So they have. I just want to make sure I get this all right. So a couple things. So there's a, they did a protective covering with Tough Wrap for VIP Nails Nebraska. So that has already been done. They are going to.
That's internal?
Yes. Okay. Because those are both open.
Yeah. Okay.
And especially with Brassica. Brassica was the biggest problem was because it's a restaurant. So they wanted to make sure that they had everything done.
Yeah.
So when they go in and put it on the roof, nothing comes down.
We all feel that way.
Yeah. Sure. And Brassica was, they also wanted to make sure, because it's a restaurant, that, you know, that the people that were going in and installing it were okay.
Yeah, I knew that they had.
Yeah, yeah. But that has been done. They've talked to all the tenants about the roof being installed. It is their plan that, it'll probably be in the next 2 or 3 weeks that they're actually going to start with it. They have talked to Giant Eagle already about what they're going to do there. They're going to use a couple of the parking spaces for the dumpsters, which we've talked about. They've talked to all the tenants. They're going to coordinate all the things with the tenants and with the roofer. So, I think that we'll actually see some activity here in a little bit. And Ben, they've been talking with your staff as well. So I think that that's going relatively well. We have paid half of the roof, I think.
$172,
and then we will owe $120-something, I think. Yeah. So that
trying
is
to get
our,
the most expensive roof in
Central Ohio. Well, you can just blame.
Is it slate? It's a slate roof? Is
that slate roof. Yeah. Okay. All the way across. Double slate roof. Yes.
Have the tenants been given an estimate on what their increased CAM cost is going to be for this roof?
They have not been given an estimate on that, Todd.
It may not be a bad idea to give them just a rough guess so that they can start budgeting for next year.
Yeah.
We've had Gilbert run it, but we haven't shared it.
But we haven't shared it with them.
But what we know the numbers, like what's reimbursable?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all reimbursable. It's just a matter of
what we amortize it over.
Right. Yeah.
So what did we decide we're going to do with it?
We had talked about 15.
Years?
Years. Gilbert was recommending something a little bit more aggressive than that.
They wouldn't do 5 years.
Yeah, we thought that didn't seem...
I don't know. So usually, I mean, that seems, 15 seems a little long. Let me ask you, what does the IRS say on the capital expense for that?
Longer. It was...
It's like a 20-year?
Yeah.
It's a 20-year. Yep. That's why we kind of, and we didn't want to burden them with that cost too much. So
maybe we should just look at the numbers to see what 15 versus 10 is.
Yeah,
we have those. We can share them.
Yeah, why don't we can bring that back to the sure. next. We can bring that back next time. Talk about that. Okay. Otherwise, I mean, tenants are running well. Everybody's, I think, actually up to date right now. We don't even have any, I don't even think we have any slows on some of our slow payments. So we're actually doing pretty good on all that. Any questions about the square, next to the square, before we move on?
Any tenants up for renewal anytime soon?
There are not anybody up. I think we have at least two of the tenants are maybe up in 2 years.
Okay.
we did have, that's something we had Gilbert look at the beginning or the end of the year. And then we're going to have them continue to do that, make sure that we know when those are coming up so that we can be proactive about that and talk to those tenants.
Urgent care has got, like, was it 10 year, right?
I think urgent care is 10 year. The rest of those leases, I think, are 7.
Okay.
Maybe Brassica's 10, but I know that the rest of those are 7. Isn't that right, Andy? I'm trying to remember that.
I thought there were a couple of the smaller ones that were 5 year deals, but like the nail ones coming to mind. But
yeah, and Pilates was, well, you know what? Pilates, it's 7 now. It was.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll, you know what we should do maybe, and I'll ask them, is we should just get a listing of all the, we can bring that back.
We do. I sent, when we had to.
Oh, that's right, for the rent roll. That's right.
When we extended the line of credit, and I know we looked at it when we were budgeting and my brain's not recalling. I think you're right, though. I think the soonest is maybe not even 24, but 25, that it's rolling.
That's right. 25 is the first one. That's exactly right, now that you say that.
So. How did we do with the line of credit?
It's still at a variable rate, so we are going to, once we finish off the roof and move our, we're working to set up some deposit accounts with Ohio State Bank, and so once we get that all set up, Dave said we could take a look at it. You know, you and I talked a little bit that it's nice to have the line of credit because we are looking to pay it down because the rates are obviously
a little bit higher
than they were before.
But also, I don't necessarily know if we want fixed financing at the moment, but right. Maybe with some things, maybe we will in the future. But right now, it right. gives us flexibility, so.
I agree with that.
Yeah, okay. Agreed.
Where are we on the line?
It's right at $415,000 is what's outstanding.
Do we have any availability?
Up to $1 million.
What's her balance?
415.
No, on the checking account.
I have my numbers. Vexi Square account. In the Vexi Square account, it's right over 300,000, 306.76. And so we've made the first payment on the roof. We've paid all the taxes. We don't really have.
So that's net of the roof.
Half of it.
That's net of half of the roof, and that's net of paying first half of the taxes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ben, do you have any report on Fargo Mayfield? Is there anything new there?
Letters are going out to the, yeah, I guess since we last met, the remaining parcels came back with contaminated phase twos. So letters are going out to those property owners and tenants, waiting for a final go ahead from legal on that. We have, other than that, nothing new.
Okay. Good deal. I sent out financials. I don't know if you all had a chance to look at them since I sent them at 3:30. I'm sure you did. These are, if you look at the financials, they are all, this is everything kind of combined. So it combines Bexley Square, the Cassidy property, and Ferndale into it. We obviously don't have any revenues with Ferndale Mayfield. We do a little bit with Cassidy. This includes the $10,000 a month that goes back to the city for Bexley Square. You know, through February, the end of February, we have net income right now of $968. But that part of that is the rents for February apparently are not in these numbers. So I think that's why we're a little bit behind on that. But otherwise, we're on the positive side. That's a good thing. We've got a lot of money in the bank from Bexley Square. So generally, overall, we're doing well. Yeah, there you go.
This is hard to really show on a screen, but yeah. Spreadsheets were attached.
Yeah, and it's a little bit behind too because it's Bexley Square, and this only has 297 in there. If you look at the balance sheet, the 90s numbers updated from that.
Okay.
Yeah, those are
the.
I pulled mine today, so they're a little different.
A little bit updated. questions about the financials? If you
$10,000 to the city, is that essentially into perpetuity, or we have a payment cap on that?
I think that's during the period of ownership. I don't think there's any cap on it.
Yeah. It goes back to pay for, I mean, it pays off the, you know, essentially the debt service on that. It helps to pay back the debt service on the building.
Right. That's what I was wondering.
That's what I think. I don't think it had a horizon on it.
We'll look back.
But it's not an obligation if we sell it.
To pay it off. I don't think it was a formal.
It's not a CRC.
It was not a formal note.
Right.
I think it was just a funding mechanism to.
Yeah.
It's also like it could be renegotiated if need be for whatever reason. Like if it's going to, you know, if the property's going to be leveraged differently, it's up for discussion. So it's not really a note. It's part of the economic agreement between the CAC and the city.
Right. All right. Yeah. Any questions about the financials? I know you've only had a chance to look at this a little bit, but I'd like to approve them if we could. Could I get a motion to approve those financials? So moved by Todd. Second.
Second.
Second by Andy. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
It's getting fancy.
We're supposed to approve them. I think that our audit would like to approve the financials.
Sure.
You can blame everything on the audit.
Whatever.
We've talked about on the agenda, talking about the Trinity RFP relative to the CIC land. Is that something you want to do after executive session or before?
I think I'd like to go into executive session and talk about it after that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Is everybody cool with that if we adjourn into executive session and then talk about that RFP after? Or do you want to talk about it before?
What are we talking about with the RFP?
Just in terms of the fact that it's out there and our position and the light and just willingness. Like, so I want to be clear about what I'm representing to developers as they ask.
Gotcha. I don't think that
access and ingress and egress.
Okay. All right. Well, I would like to move into executive session to consider the purchase of property, both real and personal, or to consider the sale of property by competitive bid. If disclosure of the information would give a competitive advantage to the other side, division G2 of section 122 of the revised code. So I need a motion by somebody for that to go into session.
Can I ask a question before we take that vote? Would there be anything about that RFP, because I don't know what you specifically want to discuss, about that RFP that would warrant that we would have a discussion about it that would have to be confidential? That would be the only reason I think we would. So that's not, it's not going to tie.
What I'm talking about is not part of
the discussion. Yeah, Jeff, what he's talking about is like the, you know, we have common wall. We have the light out there. We have some other.
No, that's fine. I don't mean to get ahead. I didn't know that conversation would warrant something we would only want to discuss in executive session, which means we should discuss it first. That was the only reason I was asking.
Yes. So no, it wouldn't be. Thank you. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
We're waiting.
Yeah. Oh. I need a motion from somebody.
So moved.
Mr. Walker. Second?
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. McPhee. All right, we have to do roll call to go into executive session.
Yeah, we do.
All right, Green, yes. Gould?
Yes.
McPhee?
Yep.
Hale?
Yes.
Walker?
Yes.
Madison?
Yes.
Yes.
Friedman?
McCabe,
Kessler?
Yes.
McCabe, yes. You guys can stay. You're all with the same group.
For dinner.
I would like to make a motion to adjourn from executive session.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
By Andy.
Aye.
All right. Aye. Thanks, Heidi.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Where are you going?
She's going
to Lindy's.
Oh, oh, nice.
Giuseppe's this close to him.
I hope you're not sitting outside.
We want to collect these, or do we want
to? Yeah, we do.
Okay. Yeah,
why don't you give them to
Nate?
Me.
Real quickly, the.
And I will give them back.
Nate, can I do a real quick overview?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Capital. Trent has a RFP out for the Trinity site, as you guys are aware. Several developers have contacted me just in the terms of what the city is doing and incentives work and what the climate's like with zoning. So we're creating a memo that's going to go out to the development community that just basically outlines all the issues so everybody has the same information. And the memo is basically going to cover zoning. It's a mixed-use commercial with a Main Street District overlay. three stories by right, up to five stories with a special permit based upon some conditions that need to be satisfied. The other thing, though, I am letting people know is that obviously the city owns the City Hall site. CIC owns Bexley Square. Access to the light is controlled through this parking lot. When we decided to hold Bexley Square, one of the things we said at the time was we want to that to be available for that development next door. So I am saying, like, there is potential access to the light and to the site. And that is needs to be negotiated or discussed, but it's something to be, I encourage people to be creative about that, to feel free to look at options to reconfigure the parking lot to better the site plan in general, to the west here. And also there's a right-hand turn out of Bexley Square that's separate dedicated egress. And, you know, obviously less curb cuts equals better than more curb cuts. So if we don't need that right-hand turnout, there's also probably some potential for some pads, like some sort of a site space there. In fact, some really early plans from the 90s that Castor drew up had that being like a retail space in lieu of. So said, you know, that's something to look at. Either they can look at that as an RFP respondent. We could look at that to somehow integrate with what's going on separately. Yeah. So none of those are going to be hard committals. It's just kind of representing that the canvas is open for exploring if they wish to do that. Okay. I wanted you to be aware of that.
That's good.
Incentives wise, you know, there's a current tax abatement on Main Street for residential property. Council's considered an ordinance that's in draft form to change it to be contingent upon 10% of the units being at 100% of AMI and 10% at 80% of AMI, which is similar to Columbus's formula. And they have like three categories, one of their categories. I'm letting development community know that. TIF, you know, well, there is an existing TIF.
Is there a TIF on all of Main Street?
There is a TIF on all of Main Street, but it's getting old. There's about 12 years left on it. So the site-specific TIF could be potentially used depending on what is going in that would make sense. They always have the ability to do like a community development authority if they wanted to, and we're familiar enough with those. Do a neighborhood community application. What's an NCA?
New community authority.
Oh, new. Yeah. That's what I thought that was what I meant when I said
community development authority. You can do a community development authority, which is an urban development entity.
Okay.
Which is like a CIC.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant
so let's
the
not
NCA.
Do that. You meant the NCA.
That's what I meant.
New community authority. You can put a square
foot. We could do an EZ.
We're not doing these. You have a CRA.
We could do a port authority.
We could do it. You know what? They're going to use it. They're all going to use the port authority to fund.
For the record, most of the conversations have to do with like, is there TIF capacity? Yep. What's the school's position on it? Which is unknown. Depends on the development. The fact that it's currently tax exempt would probably be intriguing. So those are all like,
is it real?
Totally up
is
in the air. Is it? Currently,
is it real? That's a big upside for the schools.
So I just want to make sure I wasn't saying anything in my vagueness that seemed off the mark for CAC. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Anything else anyone wants to cover? Or members of the public? Lewis, do you have anything?
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for your service.
I don't know how you're still going to offer these carrots for the developers. I mean, we're a wonderful city. Shouldn't anybody want to develop here? Why do we have to give them something? Just teach it up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Jeff, can you sign that before
motion, by the way, was made by Beecher Hale and seconded by Jeff Walker. Thank you.